in 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Beef. I'm Kevin Stay. She's
Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, all 2024. We got a lot to talk about today. Before we get into it, let's talk to announcements. Kev on stage live from the Backbeat Tour, 700 cities, baby. One day I'm going to go to Tupelo, Mississippi, for real. I be joking about one day I'm going to go to it. I'm going to just tell y'all quickly the cities that are selling well and or likely to sell out. Baltimore, if y'all don't buy before Halloween, maybe Thanksgiving, you're probably going to be going to D.C. if you live in Baltimore. Sacramento, selling amazing. Los Angeles selling amazing. I just posted this. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Charlotte is doing very well.
Okay, Charlotte.
Charlotte, give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up so I don't miss. Because I don't want y'all to be mad at me. Like, Kev, you ain't tell me when you coming back. Don't do that. Atlanta, DC. Dallas and Houston are selling very well. Chicago will likely be sold out before we get to it. And Winston-Salem is also doing really well. So if you live in those cities, I would recommend you buy your tickets. And the cities that I'm adding, like that I ain't did, like Buffalo, y'all make sure y'all come. Or just okay.
Cities that are already on, that you've already said.
Cities that are already on. Okay. I'm not adding no more cities. Just dates. No more cities, not on my horizon. But there will be added cities. About 5 days. No more cities.
Okay, you promised.
No more weekends, I should say.
Okay.
There's like 5 cities. These are cities that I'm still trying to add that are very likely. Baton Rouge should be locked up in the next 2 weeks. New Orleans should be locked up next 2 weeks. Jackson, Mississippi should be locked up next 2 weeks. San Jose or Oakland. I don't think I can warrant going to both of those cities. They were like an hour from each other. Yeah. Sacramento is 2.5 hours from the South Bay, which is San Jose. I can do Sacramento and San Jose, but I don't think I can do Sacramento, San Jose, and Oakland. Denver's a possibility, not set in stone. Virginia Beach is a possibility, not set in stone.
Are you announcing any guests?
At the appointed time.
Okay.
Because I'm going to talk about myself first.
Oh, we'll get it.
If you follow the guests on their pages, they already announced it.
But
Anna Douglas is going to be doing. I guess I'll do it now since you asked.
I'm like,
because I don't want to be dealing with. Well, who? Why ain't you at that city, brother? If you love them, go on their page and find out where they're going to be. Anna Douglas is going to be doing some dates. EJ Speece is going to be doing some dates. Cletus going to be doing some dates. Tim Schropp going to be doing some dates.
Schropp.
And that's it for now.
And Tam.
Oh, Tamara Jade is on the road.
Yes, that's what I'm like.
Tamara Jade is
friend of the pod.
I thought you were talking about comics.
No, I was like, I know Tamara's doing.
Oh yeah, Tam. And I want to say this too, right before Angel goes. This show, I could not do a show like this at this stage of my career without being in churches, because of how expensive traditional venues are.
Yeah,
I couldn't afford to take a background singer and a keyboard player and 2 comics and Josh and Greg. Because them traditional venues, I just want to use that term. Amen. Instead of the people, because I'm probably going to have to work with them again. Traditional venues, Angel will tell you, she's seen the back end.
I surely did.
They do some stuff where
they
it's
hurt
like,
your feelings.
They have so many numbers that they have to get before you get paid that it's really hard. Churches are a lot more forgiving, so I'm really excited about the show that I'm able to do. It'll be unlike a show you've ever seen from me unless you saw me in Tacoma or before the year 2000. Actually, I ain't gonna hold you. We never traveled a background singer, so we never had this. This is unlike a show that I've ever done before.
This is an evolution of Kev on stage.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Here's the thing: tour was so different than anything I've ever done. So free. I never would have believed we could talk about stuff that me and Angel made funny. That. Like a podcast, and we created a podcast show that was unlike other podcast shows. Yeah. I feel like I know we did something different. The Ball Brothers is very different. Keep Your Distance was different in like delivery, but like very traditional comedy. But this show will be very free. You'll get a performance that is some of my comfort zone. It's kind of, I like to look at these tours as like albums.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Why don't you release this one as a comedy album? You don't want the Grammy?
His eyes just...
I didn't even think I could really win a Grammy. You could definitely win about that. One day. I don't want the white man's accolades.
Yeah, you
do. I want them all. But go ahead.
Yeah, you do. Obviously, EP will be coming out at the end of the year. I'm so excited about one song. You all will hear a fantastic...
Can you tell us the name or is that secret?
Oh, it doesn't have a name yet.
The EP don't have a name? Like that.
Like that.
Like wait, when does it actually come out?
We haven't. Me and David, we're going to sit down and talk about it. But it'll be towards the end of the year. Along with, finally, Lord help us, another Mama Likes Box. Finally coming out at the end of the year. So just get your whole, save your money.
You're finishing up. Strong. It's going to be on like Apple Music and stuff. I can press Apple Angel on Apple Music.
Oh, 100%.
On my Apple Music. I can have your album on my Apple Music.
Yes.
And I can be like this at the gym.
There's How one song. It'll be, I wrote 7, but we're going to do 5 for the EP. And one song, if it gets cleared, has a sample that makes me so nervous.
It's already cleared? If it gets cleared.
Yeah, it makes me nervous because I'm just all I'm going to say. But
this is so exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. So, yeah, you know. Get ready because I'm going to.
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But you should be nervous. That means you care.
Yeah. Or you just don't know what's happening.
Could be that too. All right. We got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about Kendrick Lamar's announcement that he's getting the Super Bowl halftime performance. Let's just talk about that first. Then we'll talk about the residual stuff that happened after.
Yeah.
You find out Kendrick's getting the tour. I mean, getting the Super Bowl. First thoughts.
Wow. Like, I'm a Kendrick fan, yeah. But Super Bowl I did not see in his near future at all.
Headlining?
That's what I was like, because I was like, wait a minute, is he, because he's performed at the Super Bowl before.
Yep. A couple years ago. Wasn't even that long ago. Yeah, it was this 2020, I believe, or 2021.
Yeah,
wasn't
Beyonce his own, performed, though. He performed, but was it Bruno Mars's show?
Or no, he did the Dr. Dre.
Yeah, and then before that, he performed with Beyonce.
Oh, snap. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
yeah, so that must have been like 17 then.
So he's performed a couple of times, but I truly did not think that. I thought you had to be like a Kendrick like fan in mm-hmm. order to really like know a nice amount of Kendrick's discography for a full Super Bowl show. Yes. So I'm gonna be honest. As a Kendrick fan, I was shocked.
I was shocked too. I'm just checking up the day he got to perform. Beyonce did Coldplay. Was that the Houston one?
He said he performed with her on tour, not the Super Bowl. Could have sworn when she came out there in the berets.
That was Bruno Mars.
Yes. I thought he performed in that show.
I'm looking at it. Let's see. Beyonce, Bruno Mars. That's Coldplay. That's 2016. 2017, Lady Gaga. 18, Justin Timberlake. 19, Maroon 5. Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Beyonce by herself.
No, Destiny, it wasn't. No. It would have been the Bruno
Mars.
No,
I don't think. I think his first time was the Dr. Dre one.
Oh, Lord. Then I don't know why I have him in my head when she had on the black beret and the bullets.
You know, you big faux angels all mixing together.
Dang.
You know, a white artist has not headlined alone this decade? I was looking at it. Eminem's the only white artist that's performed this decade. 2020 was J-Lo and Shakira. 21 was The Weeknd. 22 was Dr. Dre, Snoop. Eminem's the white artist. Kendrick Lamar, that was 22 in L.A. Rihanna, 23. Usher, 24. And then Kendrick Lamar, 25. It's crazy.
Shouts to Jay-Z.
Shouts to Jay-Z. Hold that thought. We'll get to that in a second. I thought the same, Angel. I thought, oh, wow. My first thought was, man, I wonder if he would have got this year.
No.
If it weren't for this Drake thing.
Absolutely not.
I posted that and somebody was like, nigga, if you want some engagement, just say that. That is my job. I think everything's yeah. If it isn't clear that I am looking for engagement in everything I do, who are you following?
Right. I could have sworn I did that disclaimer a long time ago when I made my name Kev on stage.
Yes, I'm engagement farm, but I was actually curious. People thought that I listen, I've been watching Super Bowl a long time. For the longest, a black artist wasn't on the radar. It was Red Hot Chili Peppers, Bruce Spring. It was like,
why? After Michael, they said, now y'all have a, y'all go sit down.
Yeah, you throw a black artist every once in a while, like Janet Jackson, but it was not expected.
Yeah.
And then a hip hop artist.
Right.
Like a rapper headlining.
Yeah.
I was like, it just wasn't unexpected. Like it would be, we would be, this is when I was watching at church. Red Hot Chili Peppers, come on, we go outside, we throw the football around. Like, the halftime show's not for us.
Right.
And the years it was, we watch it. Then the Janet Jackson thing happened, and then I couldn't watch the Super Bowl at church no more. Then I started watching at home because, you know, actually, it wasn't Janet Jackson. It was Prince. They turned it off, and I said, this is my last time watching at church.
Because I want to watch this, and y'all playing games with me.
Yes. But anyway, so ever since Jay-Z's partnership was announced, you know, it's been more black artists than I thought. And because they went Usher, I thought surely they're like, okay.
That was it. Enough.
They're going to swing back. Yeah, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande.
Swiftie, come on out.
Katie, I thought Taylor Swift for sure. Apparently she turned it down. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I'm sure that she probably would have gotten booed by the men and while they also ogled her.
Well, you also can't go. You also can't go as performer to performer. You can't go from Usher to Taylor Swift.
You don't think so?
Why?
I mean, I don't think she's a great performer, but I also
them Swifties
don't,
love her.
That's exactly. I also don't agree with millions and millions and millions of white fair. Women.
Okay,
that's, that's
what, shake it off, shake it off. There's a around the way girl feel that she gives them that I think is more of her allure than like the super skill
she
that
gives
other people.
Marion the librarian to me. She gives give me basic latte. Can't wait for fall.
PSL season.
Yes.
It's upon us.
Yes. But I would have thought they would have went swung to Taylor too. Again, as a Kendrick fan, I was like, what? But this is why I know I'm not a master at Super Bowl halftime games. But I'll tell you what, the conversations we have on this show really get me thinking. And when I want to dive in deeper with things like acting and performing arts, or maybe even film and television, or definitely business and entrepreneurship, woo, I want to hear from the best. Luckily, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. You can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. I'm telling you right now, y'all would love Masterclass because you can build your confidence through humor with comedic icon Kevin Hart. Use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler, or turn your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart. The classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact on their lives. I use it. I think you should too. I love being able to catch like the little snippets of classes. They're smaller, and so you can do it on your own time. You can do it wherever you are. Absolutely love it. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/thething.
The thing.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/thething.
The thing.
Masterclass.com/thething.
The thing. So yeah, both of us are Kendrick fans. Joshy, you're musically inclined. What were your thoughts when you first found out? Josh is the has how I found out. to me, I said, man,
oh,
what?
I thought I was late.
I found out this morning when I looked at the docket.
This morning, Angel.
You didn't hear about it yesterday?
No.
You don't be on the internet like that.
I really
don't be on Twitter like that.
I found out on Instagram. Usually, if I found out on Instagram, then I'm late.
No, I hadn't heard about it.
My son had already knew. I said, did you know Kendrick was what? He said, yes. He looked at me like, nigga, where you been?
Where you been, yo?
Oh,
old
he probably
hag.
Wants to go.
And he ain't, but I know. I know he would love to. But what were you about to say? What were you thinking, Josh?
I was kind of surprised, but also not at the same time, because I don't want to say it was potentially predictable, but Kendrick's having a pretty big moment right now.
For sure.
Yeah, you got
to
take
it. I just didn't, I didn't think, I would not have thought that would have extended to the Super Bowl. Because his big moment is still relatively rap. And I don't think the NFL as an entity truly cares about rap like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But again, I was surprised they gave it to Usher.
Well, that's what I'm saying. From a commercialized setting, though, I could see how the NFL now knows how to get those eyes. In example, Taylor Swift, Usher, what drives more viewership? And I think this, I don't know what other artists, I mean, we'll get there later. I don't know what other artists, for regardless of where it's at, where the Super Bowl is at, I don't know what other artists they would have put in that position that we hadn't already seen in the last 5 years.
You mean black artists or white?
I mean, well, black artists specifically, but I think any artist, for the sake of how big rap is, country, they always got somebody in the chamber for that.
Yes.
I think when it comes to viewer numbers, the black artists do, I mean, other than U2 brought probably a bunch of eyeballs because they are U2. But like when you think of how many people tuned in for Beyonce, when you think about how many people tuned in for Usher, how many people tuned in for the West Coast tribute, it makes money sense to have the popping black artists because black folk, they stay on. They don't leave.
Yes.
Because well, we will leave.
We was watching at Tab's house. I'd say it was about 40, 50 people there. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm sure this was representative of a lot of Super Bowl parties across America.
Absolutely.
During the game, half of the men were watching the game. During Usher, everyone at that party turned around and watched Usher like the game was on. First of all, that game was good at the fourth quarter. Niggas didn't care. Mm-mm. They went back to them wings and them conversations.
And the conversations.
But when Usher turned on, it was like, okay, let's watch this. So I'm sure that worked. I just want to go back to the days of what the Super Bowl used to be. Black Eyed Peas was 2012. I'm sorry, Madonna was 2012.
And that's when she did a cartwheel on stage. Yeah. And I said, no. She was out there with LMFAO. She did a cartwheel. I will never forget that shit. I said, okay.
Black Eyed Peas was after that. The Who, 2010. This one I used to turn my back. I said, The Who?
Who?
Anyway. Bruce Springsteen, 2009. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I remember that year. I was like, oh, my God. We had Prince the year before.
Snooze fest.
I'm boycotting the church, and then y'all turn up with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
We're going back to church, man.
Boo. Before Prince, they had the Rolling Stones. Before him, Paul McCartney, Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Justin Timberlake. That was Titty Gate.
Okay, because Janet came back to perform with Justin. Yeah, yeah, keep going.
Shania Twain. Wouldn't mind Shania Twain running back. I don't mind that. Forgot she did that. 2003. U2, 2002. Blah. Aerosmith and NSYNC, 2001. And then Tapestry of Nations, 2000. Blah. We went from Tapestry of Nations to Kendrick Lamar in 24 years. Yeah.
Well, so that's when you have Jay-Z.
Yes. So that's what, you know, as a Kendrick fan, I'm like, dang, Drake. This is my first thought was like, I've never seen, there's no way he don't perform Not Like Us. They Not Like Us at the Super Bowl.
White people love that song.
Oh my God.
Hey, Minor! They can't.
Fried Chicken might be in the audience again.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that. Fried Chicken! Yeah. Hey, Minor!
Because has Drake ever performed at the Super Bowl?
No.
And he was supposed to be big as the Super Bowl. And honestly, again, no funny stuff. As a Kendrick fan, I would have believed Drake were a bigger and more suitable Super Bowl halftime performer before Kendrick.
So would I.
Before this beef, I would have never believed Kendrick Lamar, who was a rapper, would have got a suit. He's a great performer. But Drake is huge. No one would argue that Kendrick's a bigger artist than Drake. He has, I think he's either tied with or maybe he just beat Michael Jackson in singles. I know he was close in his last thing. Like, he is a universal.
And he would put on a good show. Listen, 1,000%. He would be able to have some really great, like, features come out.
Absolutely. He's got plenty of PG-13 songs because that's another issue. Like, it is on a network television thing. So you know, you don't want to be bleeping every other word. Yeah. Like, I would have never thought prior to this battle that if a rapper was going to get a solo headline shot, it would have been somebody other than Drake.
I agree. Drake has enough songs, like you said, that would be appropriate. He would definitely put on a good show out of just to prove. Now, the thing is, Kendrick's going to put on a good show because he's an artist. His performances, he takes, not to say other rappers don't, but visually, you know, he takes his performances very seriously. I am utterly shocked that he's getting to do the Super Bowl before Drake.
And that, as Drake, listen, we all got egos. Rappers, you, in order to be a star of that magnitude, you have to have more of an ego than the common man.
Yeah.
Right? But beef-wise, if I'm Drake, I am furious.
Oh, yeah. I'm in flames.
Because you know he's going to do that song.
I am Jack. In flames.
Man, you're switching powers.
Yeah.
Flame, ice, I don't have control. Yeah. Laser eyes. I know, like, Drake's thing that he always had over all the rappers is, I'm bigger than you will ever be. Even if Drake gets the Super Bowl next year, you didn't get it this year.
Mm.
Not like us. And this beef started, what, May, Joshy?
We're on tour.
May 23?
Yeah, something like. No.
Oh, no.
Or 24, I'm sorry, not 23.
Even further back, it was like March.
Big Three on Big Me?
Yeah, it was like March, because we were on March? Tour.
I think that was
February.
That was end of last year. The song came out end of last year. That tour.
Hold on.
No, Big Three? With Future.
I thought you were talking about the original song.
The Drake
and Cole song? Or are you talking about
Kendrick's? No, I'm talking about Kendrick
and Metro Boomin.
Oh, yeah, that came out this year.
When? February.
February?
Yeah, we were, that was.
Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
February?
Yeah.
And we would argue that the beef started then.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? From like that to the Super Bowl, that will be a calendar year of this beef.
Wow.
A calendar year. Not like us came out in May.
I think it came out in March.
They said March.
March?
March 26th. I feel like we talked about it for so long.
Oh, we absolutely did.
That was the second half of our tour, though, and our tour was like 2 months.
It felt like the start of our tour. I was like, month, but maybe not. Okay.
So almost a calendar year then. If it came out in March, almost a calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
March 26th.
Okay. March 26th is the Super Bowl, and it's February 9th, I believe. Yeah. Fam, in the history of battle rap, the history of beef, the beef song ain't never been played on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The artist ain't never been invited to the Super Bowl. Most of the times, it didn't go outside of rap culture. Jay-Z and Nas, white people didn't know about that.
They didn't care.
That was a strictly within hip hop. That was a rap beef.
They didn't even care that Remy Tupac Ma and Biggie died.
Man.
They didn't care.
Couldn't probably connect the dots to any of those songs.
No.
So if I'm Drake, I'm legitimately pissed off, because we were saying when we first talked about this, where does he go from here? How do you counter that?
You don't. The beef is over.
No, man, round two. That's what Drake said. Get ready for round two.
And what did Kendrick say?
Hey, it's a championship, baby. Ain't no round two.
Ain't no round twos.
I ain't gonna hold you. And I felt bad a little bit.
I did not.
I was like, God, dog, man, leave him alone, man. What did he do to make them niggas that mad? Kendrick is like, I'm going to do more. You want to go there? I'm gonna go further.
With a big American flag behind him. I said, the Olympics over.
And I saw that apparently that was based off of the movie Patton. Somebody connected the dots. There's like a scene of General Patton standing in front of the flag that big. The zoom in is very similar. And it's talking about fighting and war and all this type of stuff. It looks like Kendrick was playing catch with his son. It's implied that he's playing catch with his son with the jugs machine. And for Kendrick not to be on the internet, he be sure remembering everything that is said. Everything Drake says, Kendrick goes here. Because remember, Meet the Grams? Family Matters? Was that the Good Kid, Mad City van he got smashed?
Uh-huh.
Again, I will still say that was such a solid shot from Drake. Song-wise, music video-wise, imagery-wise. I said, okay, baby, we about to have a show. Kendrick neutralized it. Meet the Grams wasn't the best song, but he took the moment and he talked directly to that baby.
The Family Matters, Drake had three songs in there he could have broke up.
1,000%. Kendrick neutralized that moment with not the best song of his of the beef, but he took the moment, which was like basically a boxer taking a good shot but not falling, right? And then the next day, I believe Not Like Us dropped the next day.
Oh, I was talking about Family Matters, Meet the Grams was the same night.
Yes, that's what I mean. It wasn't like he snatched the moment.
Yeah, he truly was like, whose son did he say is probably such and such a son? What Drake said, yo child.
Oh, Dave Freeze.
Before he could finish saying free, he was like, your son is whack. You should have raised him better. I was like, wait, we're still listening. Hush, Kendrick, now. We're still listening to what Drake said. He was like, no, we all fed.
So, yeah. Anyway, the next thing that happened was there was quite the hullabaloo about Lil Wayne should have been the first rapper to perform. And this, there's so many things that were splintered off of this. It was like Kendrick probably had the first 3 or 4 hours of the conversation on Twitter, and then the rest of the discourse.
Because they wanted Lil Wayne to be the performer?
They wanted Lil Wayne to be the first rapper because the Super Bowl's in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, this is Jay-Z's fault. He hates Drake. This is a slap in the face to Lil Wayne, because if a rapper was going to headline in New Orleans, it should have been Wayne.
But he ain't going to perform with the Hot Boys, so why we going to do it?
So you know what? I realized in this conversation, I don't know everything about what happened with them.
I don't know either, but even in New Orleans, at Essence.
Yes, he didn't perform with them.
He didn't perform with them. I don't want it if I'm not going to get all of it.
Birdman said on Gladys, they're going to put some respect on our name. And then people were saying Birdman and Wayne ain't even cool. Apparently, these are accusations and things I read. A lot of stuff I didn't know. Birdman, they were saying he didn't pay Wayne, which I did know that. But he like shot at Wayne, or his bust was shot at from Birdman. I said, man, where all this stuff was coming up on the Source magazine? Because yeah. I did not know these things.
They were not talking about it in the church group chat,
Those level of details didn't get there. So let's talk about Lil Wayne. First, I think there's the thing that I for sure know is that the L.A. Dr. Dre performing in L.A. is the reason people are like, oh, people get to perform in their hometown. Mm-hmm. Wayne should be in New Orleans. Prior to Dr. Dre in L.A. and post Dr. Dre in L.A.
Nobody cared about that.
That's not a thing. The Super Bowl vacillates between the same cities over and over. It's been in New Orleans 11 times, apparently Juvenile said. It's in Phoenix, often, New Orleans, Miami, San Francisco, I think it's been in there, mm-hmm. L.A. It's almost always going to be in a dry city. I think it's been Minneapolis. But it's
been in Hawaii, too, before.
Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
What Super Bowl's in Hawaii?
They did a Super Bowl in Hawaii.
They do the Pro Bowl out there.
I know the Pro Bowl's out there. I know it was Super Bowl in Hawaii. What year was that?
Hawaii, where did she go? Ooh. Oh, that lad.
Oh, I was like, dang, I didn't know that, because they want people to be able to drive to it.
No, it was somewhere. My girlfriend.
Did she go to the Pro Bowl?
I thought it was the Super Bowl. Her husband worked for the NFL. Does the Pro Bowl is Pro Bowl NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Pro Bowl's NFL.
It's like their all-star. It's like their all-star game.
Pro Bowl was in Hawaii every year.
That's what it was.
Almost all the years.
Sorry.
But anyway, so I can see why people say that. I haven't seen a lot of Wayne performances, but they're apparently, this is something I didn't know. Apparently, even Wayne has said he has trouble remembering the lyrics to a lot of his songs.
He didn't write them down.
Yeah, he didn't write them down. And
also be them Drugas.
So I did not know. So I think here's what I think. This is just my opinion. I think if it weren't Kendrick performing this year, if say, Billie Eilish, just throw out Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. I think if Billie Eilish got the Super Bowl this year in New Orleans, no one would have said.
No, it's the category because it's rap, and they're like, and New Orleans does have some amazing rappers that have come out of the city. Yes. Master P.
Master P.
Loved him. Silk the Shaka. Yeah. I would not. Get him on there. Get him on the stage. I love it.
I don't know. Silk going to
be. Turn on the click track and let him have a blast up there. Love it. Little Romeo. Really see nobody. Get out there.
I ain't seen nobody say nothing about Lil Romeo and Silk.
Get him out there. So there's a lot of rappers from New Orleans that we're like, yeah, we put him on the stage.
Louis Armstrong.
There's these new boys. There's these new boys. I want to call them Frickin' Frack. My Blicky. Have you heard that song? Beyond the dresser. Oh, wait until I'm.
Is this real?
Yes.
My Blicky be on the dresser.
My Blicky.
Please.
Be on. They do a symbol and then do this move. You don't know what I'm talking about.
What's happening?
You don't know who I'm talking about. My Blicky.
Have you seen this on TikTok?
Angel, the singing it over is not helping me.
It's my on Blicky. The dresser. My wait till I pull it up. Y'all gonna be like,
what are you searching, my Blicky?
Yeah. I want to see her type
my
in.
Blicky.
Hey Siri, find my Blicky on the dresser.
I want to see Angel's like predictive search on TikTok. That's the
Fresh and Reckless.
Fresh and Reckless. They have Nerf guns.
Yes, my Blicky.
Why do you know this song? Why do you, a mother?
Ain't no setup. No, ain't no setup.
Why do you know
Angel,
this?
Get them on a feature.
Why do you know this?
Super Set.
This was on Super.
It was in one of her posts because she was throwing a party for her son. And she was like, Fresh and Reckless going to be there. My Blicky. And I was like, what is this? My Blicky. Upon the dresser.
Is this part of the dance or is this your
ass?
Yes,
that is their, oh my God. If you could see their choreography.
Can look them up. Look them up so you can see.
Well, once I go on TikTok one time, it's going to get served to me a million times.
Wait a minute. I want them.
This is the same song?
No, I want them to. First of all, look at how they're dressed in a bookstore.
They got shoulder pads on?
Yes.
They're ready for anything, Kev.
They be doing backflips. I wanted
what
them to do a
what kind of artists
symbol.
Are they? That don't sound like the first song.
Yeah, they do
that
different
like
songs.
That sound like Afrobeats, kind of.
They do whatever the hell they want to. And they go, Assemble. And they. Oh, yeah. I love you. Yes. And they hit harmonies that aren't harmonies all the time. Like, if you go, do say, I love you.
I love you.
It is the best.
Angel,
I wish,
this is hilarious.
I wish I could. I'm going to send you so much stuff that you don't like. I love you. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody was like, man, you know what? We should have had Wynton Marsalis on the Super Bowl. That's where that conversation went to. They were like, we need to have Master P, Hot Boys, a Juvenile, Wynton Marsalis, John Batiste.
Oh, the trumpeter.
Yeah.
Yes. And Fresh and Reckless.
Listen, all jokes aside.
They do this is their move. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, watch them. I want to see that at the Super Bowl. I want to see it. Assemble. But yeah, put the trumpeter on there.
Oh, my God.
PJ Frieda,
Morton. PJ, he performed with Maroon 5. Big Frieda.
Oh, yeah, Big Free.
Big Frieda. John Batiste is from New Orleans.
Yes.
Lucky Day.
What's that white
Lucky
dude?
Lucky Day.
That white dude.
Harry Connick Jr.
You knew the white dude I was talking about.
Listen, Harry Connick Jr. had this video on. He was playing piano, and he was playing in front of a white audience. Playing. They clapping on 1 and 3, right? He switched the time on his piano from 4-4 to like 4 or 5-5 or whatever. I don't know. He switched the time and then switched back to get them clapping back on beat. And they didn't even, he did like a almost like a ghost note. And then when he came back on, they were like, I said, you got to trick the whites to
yes,
be on rhythm.
Because they are
they was just
magnets to the.
That 1 and 3 be calling. They're
like, yes, yeah. I'm like, do you really stomp and clap at the same, because that's what you're saying you're doing.
And a lot of times they just forget the beat and they just start clapping faster and faster. Yeah. When I was going to that white church for that minute, I could not praise God because they was clapping off beat.
Oh, I
can't
it.
Connect with my Lord and Savior if it ain't on 2 and 4.
Especially when we like getting in and we're like,
yeah.
Oh. And they're like,
I'd be like, I can't.
I'd be like, the prayers aren't going up.
y'all are the devil, really, because y'all are breaking my praise. The rhythm, I got to have, in order to connect with him, we got to be on beat.
Yeah, it's like a fruit ninja. They're cut, if the prayers are the fruit, they're cutting through the fruit. You got to stop, cut, you got to let the prayers get like, through.
Yeah.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Honestly, Angel, sometimes I can't even clap offbeat for long periods of time. My blackness will correct me.
I get agitated.
And put me back on.
I will just stop clapping.
They almost had a praise break at that church. And they were like, and a black musician, you know, he was like, dun, 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 dun. They were like.
All they going to do is bunny hop. They ain't got nothing
They don't
else.
Know what to do. They were just like.
They going to bunny hop that bitch. That's all they got.
You got the praise of Harvard come out.
That's all they got.
But anyway, so then it became a, like, Jay-Z is a hater. He doing this to Drake. And then it was like, it made me realize, I don't think any of us, I never was, not any of us, because I realize people on the internet will argue with not near enough facts to make such an informed opinion.
Oh, what's the point? There's no fun in that.
We don't know exactly how it works. But I would venture to say I would be surprised if Jay-Z is the sole decision maker. I think they probably brought Jay-Z in to obviously help bring in black artists, but also probably to convince black artists to play because the Super Bowl was getting turned down by a lot of black artists as well. But I never thought Jay-Z was the be-all, end-all. The NFL, if Jay-Z said, let's just say he said Lil Wayne, here's who I think should perform, who should headline. I still think that is a suggestion, a very weighted suggestion, but I never thought that the NFL was like, okay, Jay-Z, whoever you say. I don't
think
he could.
What if he was blocking? Would you, if you were in Jay-Z's position, would you block somebody who had beef with somebody that you...
Would I block?
Like a performance of somebody that you might not be, like, either you are having a personal beef with or they have personal beef with somebody that you, like, in their corner.
I don't like to take on the beefs of others. If it was my own personal beef, like if I was beefing with Josh, would I block him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
But you wouldn't. But if somebody was beefing with me, you wouldn't block them. Answer wisely.
I might beef on behalf.
Thank you.
I might block on behalf.
I'm like, answer wisely,
especially
sir.
If we don't have that relationship. It's just like, you be one nigga Angel, then we beefing.
Then we beefing.
That's just how it is.
I mean, I agree with you. I don't think that's actually... More than likely, I don't think that's what's happening because I feel like when you are up there making that much money, you do whatever is best for the money that's being made.
Yes.
And obviously, if you feel like somebody that you enjoy more is going to make you as much money, yeah, you're going. That's a part what most people don't realize. There's only two things that matter in this business is the type of capital that you can raise by based off of your skill set or your talent mm-hmm. and your relationships.
Yes.
You'll make more money when those two are aligned, especially if you're black. But if one of those things is missing, it doesn't really par into you. It's not going to be in your favor.
Absolutely.
What also isn't in your favor is not having therapy.
Okay? Show A, Angel.
Because there are so many things that therapy can offer you that you're just not going to get in everyday just world experiences, like learning how to communicate better in a very intentional way or being able to get past your mental blocks. There's so many things that I learned with therapy that in my 44 years of life, I had never really learned and I wasn't able to put words to. Talkspace is the leading virtual therapy provider. Makes getting the help you need easy, accessible, and affordable. Talkspace therapy and psychiatry are covered by many insurance plans and employers. Most insured members have a zero copay. You can easily sign up online and get paired with a licensed provider that's a right fit for your needs, typically within 48 hours. You can also switch providers at no cost. Talkspace makes getting help convenient because you can take your appointments from the comfort of your home and the privacy of your own home. You can even talk it out between sessions by sending messages to your therapist. Talkspace provides personalized personalized treatment for individuals, couples in the LGBTQIA plus community, veterans, and teens. I'm going to tell you what, Talkspace is an amazing way to be able to get therapy, get the help you need, get the help that you want. And we hear it. Here's the thing, recommend it.
We do.
So as a listener of this podcast, you'll get 80% off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
And enter promo code SPACE80.
Space
80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
And enter promo code SPACE80.
Space 80.
To get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
Promo code SPACE80.
Space 80. What I would imagine it works, Angel, you would probably know this, like a TV network. You have, if somebody wants Angel, if it's you know, black guy, white hair show behind Angel, and he wants to hire Angel, and it's his show, he's the director or showrunner or whatever. He says, hey, I want Angel for this role. He also has to get, actually, if he's the director, say he's the director or the creator, he's got to get the showrunner's approval. Then he's got to get the producer's approval. And then he's got to get the network's approval. That's what I imagine the NFL is like. More than one person has a say-so. The show creator would have a heavy weight on it, but yeah, it wouldn't be so there. The NFL, Roger Goodell, the whole city's all going to have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But when Lil Wayne wasn't the headliner, we don't even know if he's not going to perform yet. We don't know who Kendrick is going to bring out.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay-Z seemed to get all the blame.
Of course.
For everything.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
I think there's always been so many conspiracy theories around Jay-Z's influence around everything. When Meg Thee Stallion, Tory, thank you. Lil Tory got sent off. They were like, Jay-Z and Roc Nation.
Yeah.
Not the actions of that man. They were like, no, Jay-Z.
Roc Nation will crumble.
I think there's always, I think people want to see that man as a master puppeteer.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, maybe he is in some instances. I don't think it's in all instances because he's still a black man in America.
1,000%.
That I don't think we can erase. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't. Like, yeah, he definitely rubs elbows with people who make, who can make major decisions, and he definitely has some power. And this could have been one of those instances. But again, once you know somebody's in that position of power, then if you want what they have, you tread in a way that allows you to have it.
1,000%. I'm with you when you're right. And you ain't wrong. You have any further thoughts?
No, I'm excited to see it. I know Kendrick is going to wow us. If he doesn't, I'll be very disappointed because, again, not only do I like his music, but honestly, for me, I love how artistic he is. It's kind of the reason why Spike Lee is my favorite director.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I don't think there's other phenomenal black directors, but he always takes a lot of artistic license in how he decides to do his storytelling.
An auteur.
Yes. And that is also something that I love about Kendrick that not a lot of hip-hop artists do.
Yes. An auteur, if you guys don't know, because I learned this word when me and Joshua were doing the Wes Anderson thing. An auteur is a director that is so, their fingerprint is so in the movie, you know it's their movie. Mm-hmm. Like, they are part of the process where Spike Lee film, you know it's a Spike Lee joint.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, usually nobody can direct like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you gave Scorsese or Christopher Nolan Do the Right Thing, they can't do that.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah. Scorsese, Wes Anderson's one.
What's that dude who say nigga and shouldn't be?
Quentin Tarantino?
Very much so, an auteur.
Absolutely. That's a Quentin. Also, auteurs are directors that can sell their movie as the director.
Correct.
Like, I will see a Christopher Nolan film. I'll see a Tarantino film. I'll see a Spike Lee film. I pretty much see anything Antoine Fuqua makes as well.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I wouldn't necessarily say he's an auteur. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said Tim Burton. Yeah.
Tim Burton is another one. Michael Blaze Explosions. I wouldn't say he's an auteur. I would just say he has some signatures that moves. If you want explosions and big stuff, you go to Michael Bay.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say, like,
I know this is him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that about Steven Spielberg.
I wouldn't either. I would say he's a good director.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it about Edgar Wright. You know him?
No, tell me what
Edgar
it is.
Wright did Shaun of the Dead.
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. You can tell an Edgar Wright comedy styling.
Somebody said Tyler Perry. I don't think he has a style.
Jordan Peele.
You know what? I feel like his style is get that shit done. And if that's what you feel when you see it, but I don't think he has a...
Hot Fuzz. That's what Edgar Wright did.
I don't think so. I mean, and I'm not even being funny. I'm really trying to think of... I think there are elements of Tyler Perry's films that we... I think you know him based off of his scripts more than the...
Yeah.
He has nice cameras. I'm dead serious. He's shooting with really nice, clear-ass cameras. You're going to see everything. Maybe the lighting is a little bit of a giveaway, but it's the lighting on television more than the film. So, no, I would say
there's very few who are considered auteurs.
Yeah,
you can be an amazing film director and not. I think Steven Spielberg is a great example of an amazing film director who's not an auteur.
They said, the vegetarian Afro said, TP has a style angel. Let's not do this. LOL. No, I'm dead serious. I don't think without Madea, without the signature characters, mm-hmm. And without the scripts with the huge high points and low points.
I think the writing, he has a writing style.
Yes.
I don't think you have like
a visual style.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Yes, I agree.
I wasn't even trying to say.
Beyonce has big news back to back. Cowboy Carter, let's talk about this first. Cowboy Carter was not nominated for Country Music Awards. What are your thoughts as a resident biggest Beyonce fan of the group?
What my thoughts about her not getting?
Yeah.
They're haters, obviously. I thought Blackbird at least would have been nominated.
That's the Beatles song?
Yes.
Blackbird. Da, 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 da.
I thought that was such an amazing cover. I thought it was beautiful. It didn't have too much going on because sometimes you can get a little too crazy. Mm-hmm. It was very pared down. The fact that she featured three other country music stars, or four. It was three or four, I can't remember, in the song. I just thought it was arranged beautifully. The harmonies were just insane. They're haters, is basically what it is.
Didn't Beyonce say this wasn't a country album? It was a Beyonce album?
Yeah.
Of course she said that, but it's a country album in genre.
Yeah. I don't think Beyonce, first let me back up. I'm not surprised by the Country Music Awards not nominating Beyonce for this. I don't think they did. My favorite country album song of hers is...
Danielle said she wasn't competing with those people. Go ahead.
What's that one on Lemonade? Daddy Lessons. Uh-huh. Love me some Daddy Lessons.
Uh-huh.
But I think black folks, this is the bigger thing. I think in so many ways we want to be accepted by white spaces. Mm. And they have time and again said,
we don't want you here.
We don't want you. I don't care if we stole country music from you. And now we don't want you in the genre that you created.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to be seen as the best. And unfortunately in America, the best is seen as white spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Grammys. It's the Oscars. It's the Tonys. It's the Emmys.
Yeah.
The NAACP Awards, the BET Awards, the Source Awards too. Stellar Awards is what I was trying to say. Those spaces that are reserved for black people don't hold the highest regard.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we always feel like we're striving to be included and appreciated and seen by spaces that never see us. And often being seen in those spaces, I'm not saying this is a bad thing totally on our side, because what is on the other side of that, being seen in those spaces has intrinsic value and often monetary value.
Yeah.
If you are a Grammy Award winner or a Tony winner or Oscar winner or an Emmy winner,
mm-hmm.
that has a direct impact on what else you do in that industry. Yeah. If you win an Oscar, you get roles that you wouldn't have got without an Oscar. It's not be all end all, because we saw Monique's career wasn't immediately changed, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the same for black artists. So I see why we want to. But I wish we had, you know, the highest regards in the things that are for us. You know what I'm saying? I also feel like it had the impact. I feel like I wish an NAACP Image Award, which means a lot to a lot of us.
Mine mean everything.
Yeah,
Thank you. Don't
get me wrong. I looked up who was winning them awards and mm-hmm. who how many they have.
Yeah.
It's very prestigious to me. But an NAACP Image Award doesn't mean, oh, Kev's getting X amount of dollars in his field now, the way that an Oscar, a Tony, an Emmy, and a Grammy have an impact. But on the other end of that, I don't think Beyonce made that album to be seen by the Country Music Awards. I don't think there's anything they can do for her that... I think she made it in spite of them to prove a point, with which the point, by not nominating her, even though she said it wasn't a country album, it was a Beyonce album. It's very... If another artist made those songs of her stature, I don't believe if Carrie Underwood performed every song that was on Cowboy
she
Carter...
She would be nominated.
I don't think Carrie Underwood doesn't get nominated.
I think Beyonce made... I read her article, but just watching her as an artist, I think she's in her zone of, I make what I want to make. However, because she is human is the only reason why I think that there's probably a little bit of twinge of just like, why you say fuck you to me?
Sure.
I think there's a twinge. Not
because
like,
the art is good enough on its own.
One, and she is knows from that. Houston. You know, it's not like she's from a place where country music is not through and through in some degree. But also, to be fair, which is also kind of cool, is that like she helped catapult an artist on that album, Shaboozey, who's had the biggest song of the
Shaboozey
year.
Shaboozey was on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
No, like twice, I think.
Uh-huh. He sure enough is.
Is his song still number one?
No, Shot of Whiskey.
Yeah. With the is it who is it heavily inspired by? Somebody from St. Louis, ain't it? Jaquan? Tipsy?
Tipsy.
He did Sweet Honey Buckin'. That's what I thought. I was about to say, I think it's Sweet Honey Buckin' in
Tyrant?
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti?
Is that his own song?
Oh, I don't know about Spaghetti.
That's his
Everybody
own song.
In the club. Who made that for
but he
the
did
first
the
time?
Bucket.
I think Jaquan did.
Bucket. Look at the mechanical bull. Bucket.
But he is classified as a country artist, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Jaquan is eating good off of that album.
Man.
Or off of that song.
Lord. Oh, he is from St. Louis. Kev, you be knowing some stuff. I'm sorry, Angel, I interrupted you. What was your final point? The point you were making?
While we as her fans, mm-hmm. okay? We as her fans, we are like, we want whatever is best for her, and we mm-hmm. enjoy her craft. We don't care if she gets another Grammy, a country music award. We support what she puts out. However, when I look at her as a human woman who sacrificed a lot of her life to put out this art, I would think that being celebrated by your peers, because that's what the Grammys are supposed to represent, that's what the Country Music Awards are supposed to represent, is that your peers are saying, you did such an amazing job, we want to give you this.
Yes.
The fact that they just aren't willing, because it's just about the will, to do it, it is kind of like what the hell, other than being black, what did she do to y'all that y'all can't see? And I'm not saying that there aren't people who are deserving, but that damn, was it that Taylor Baby who won Album of the Year?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even saying Beyonce had to win it.
Listen.
Are we really saying Taylor? I'm not saying y'all got to look at my girl at all, but we're saying you all felt it was deserving and you all had the will to give this child this thing yet again for something that sounded like the thing she did before.
And the CMAs, they're not nomination-based, or they're not submission-based like the Grammys, I don't believe. I think that is strictly on the whatever CMA committee and peers are that vote for it.
Yeah. That's how I felt about that Oscar that they gave to Jamie Lee Curtis. I said, now, if you don't give it to Angela Bassett, but you give it to Stephanie Sue, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But in that movie?
Yeah.
And Jamie was like,
Jamie Lee ain't even the best supporting actress in the movie she was in, much less of all the... How?
And Jamie was like, and I won't be giving this back. Been in this industry for too long. I know y'all ain't letting me back in this room no time soon.
What?
Thank you.
That pissed me off so bad. I saw Stephanie, and I'm going to say it again. I know I repeat the stories. I saw Stephanie Sue's audition. I said, oh, my God. I ain't never seen an audition. And I watch a lot of audition mm-hmm. footage. This is one of my pastimes to see. I actually was watching have you watched The Sopranos?
No.
So I was watching this Sopranos documentary. It's about David Chase, who made The Sopranos. First of all, I see why I don't be booking. And it's not as bad as I thought, but people who don't book, it's usually because if 10 people play the role, 9 people play it the same way. The person who gets booked often is the one who looks a little different, had a different choice, or whatever the director is. But I know when I do my stuff, I do what everybody else is doing. For sure.
I'm not thinking. Listen, we just started. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying. When you helped me with them, you coached me a couple times. I said, boy, I might have booked something if I just had spent 30 minutes. I didn't book when you helped me, but I know I didn't book closer to booking.
Yeah, I was closer to that side.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, we just finally started watching Bel Air season 3. And there was a role I auditioned for Bel Air. And finally the role appeared. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I did not do that. I told Marcus, I said, oh, that's why I didn't get it. And it was more so, it wasn't like this woman was doing something so spectacular. And I was just like, I just had a different read on the character.
Yeah.
And it was light years. I said, what in the description made me do it the way I did it? I went back to the audition. I did this audition months ago. I said, let me go on my email, look. And I said, there is nothing on this paper that warranted what I did in that audition. I mean, nothing. I was like, oh my God.
Okay, so that was what y'all was thinking.
Yeah.
And that's the part about auditioning that's hard. The director has a version already. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, a vision already of what that character is. You, the actress, have your vision. You don't know theirs.
No.
You probably have, and this is why I would say, just give it to me, I'll play it the way you want. you have the ability to play it a million different ways. But as an auditioner, you are just taking the liberties. Here's my choice. But yes. You don't know theirs. But if they hired you and said, Angel, do this, I bet you could do what that lady did.
Oh, absolutely. Again, going back and looking at it and then looking at the world of Bel Air, I said, why didn't I choose something closer to that? Because I was really like, huh, that's what they wanted. I was like, but the character said, I said, what word did I read? It says savvy, not sassy. That's
You know what you should have did right there? When you went in there, you should have said, a Simba!
A Simba, I love you. This is like, I'm not going to tell which friend it was. I used to edit a lot of my friends' auditions because I learned to edit before a lot of my friends did mm-hmm. because of YouTube. And I was editing together a girlfriend's audition. And she was like, there's two words, nuisance and, ooh, what's the other words? There's a word that's close to nuisance in spelling, but they're not the same. Nuance.
Mm-hmm.
She was auditioning for a 911 dispatcher. Mm-hmm. She was like, you keep calling about this sound nuance. We're not. It was something like that. And I was like, I called her. I said, hey. I don't think you should submit this. she was like, why? I said, it's a nuisance. And you said nuance every take.
They're such different words.
Yes, I said it makes no, they're going to laugh. They're going to laugh at you.
Yelling that. You keep talking about that sound nuance. Yelling about nuance when you mean nuisance. At least they would have got a laugh.
Oh, they definitely would have. She was like, God dang it. She said, that's what I get for reading with such and such because you would have caught that I was saying the wrong word. I said, well, I did now, so you might want to reshoot this and then send me the new clips.
Oh, that gave me great joy.
Sound nuisance.
How many times has that happened to you where you audition for something and you seen somebody else do it?
I audition all the time and I don't book all the time. So a lot of the time I get to see, but most of the time it's not that far different. I'd be like, okay, this is just whatever reason I didn't book it. This one though, I was like,
oh, y'all made a good choice.
I said, my character would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what they asked for. Though.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Cause I was giving sass. I was like, girl, I'll tell you what the role was. If you watch season 3, it's her assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she's her confidant, she's savvy, she's working class. She came in with an energy that fit the space that Aunt Viv already has. Right. So a lot more refined. She's like, you have appointments at such and such, and you have more flowers. I guess you have a secret, like that.
Yeah.
I was like, so you have some appointments, and look at them. I said, those flowers. Girl, I'm not married, but if you know anybody, I was giving.
You better purse them lips, Angel.
Giving. Red hair and all. This woman was so Nordstrom.
Was she demure?
So she was demure.
Demure?
Cutesy.
The actual word for demure.
She was demure. She was giving Neiman Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving. Nordstrom
Rack?
Little Fashion Nova.
Little Fashion Nova? Not even Nordstrom's Rack?
Little Fast Fashion?
Little Shein?
A little Shein? Oh, definitely. Big Shein.
What's up, girl? Who gave you the flower? You was giving your Popeyes character.
Yes.
Hey,
almost,
girl.
Almost. I wasn't that bad, but I was really giving like, oh, she's just around the way, girl. Yeah. That's a really good receptionist. And yeah. I was like, oh, perfect opposites. You got Aunt Viv, who's so refined. And then this assistant that's just like, just down to earth. And I was like, that is not, this other woman is very refined as well. Did not know that.
Just said, oh, y'all wanted Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was more, you know, Popeye's $5 box.
$5 box.
Listen, that's why one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life is answer Angel correctly when she said, do you want a sidekick or do you want my full self? I've regretted it sometimes.
Yes, you should.
But not for the reasons that they would have. Because Angel in her fullness make my cheeks joy. Yeah. But Angel is... It's so funny. Angel is so much like a lot of black women. We just, this big personality.
Mm-hmm.
Big and full of life. That's why the cookout, there's a TikTok where this white person's on a boat and black people are on another boat. I'm going to find it for y'all one day, but probably not. And they just look like they're having the time of their life
mm-hmm.
on vacation. And they pan to the white people and the white people are just sitting there, their legs crossed on the phone. It's like, that's why Angel be... She's one of the 10 that make the party fun.
We gonna have a good time.
That's the unruly cousin. Deltas be like that.
Oh yeah, we gonna get work done.
Uh-huh. They gonna serve that community.
And we gonna have a time.
And the game night gonna be lit. I choose a lot of my friendships on how would this person fare at a game night. You ain't got to be good at Taboo. It helps.
Yeah.
But you got to be fun.
Come on.
If you gonna get the wrong answer, you gotta get it wrong in an entertaining way. You can't just not know. You know what I hate? A nigga in Taboo who just pass.
Oh,
why
no.
You don't even try? Why you even go up? You know, when you got a big group playing Taboo, you ain't even got to go.
Right.
You could just guess.
Yeah.
You walked up your stanking, I still mad about a Taboo thing I lost in 2003. This one of this nigga's husbands. I didn't want him to play on our team. I didn't want to do Battle of the Sexes. Because the husbands don't be good at Taboo.
They don't.
And I don't.
No,
don't get your stupid little husband on my team. And now we messing up. Me and Jay got. We rather win with just us talking to each other.
Right. Y'all against us.
Yes. You want your dumb husband to play? Pass. Nigga, you was giving them points.
Right. Just sit there.
Just sit there and shut up.
Right.
Just don't say nothing. And why is you over here guessing if you know you don't know nothing? And I'm talking about the answer cheese. And somebody said cow. This stuff ain't milk.
Lactose.
Fox. Now, if I kill you, I'm wrong.
Yes, you are.
Because in my family, them taboo has residual impact.
Yeah.
My homegirl, Sharice, still talking about a taboo, talking about that taboo game that we lost.
Yeah, you lost at my house, too, when y'all did that.
And why did we lose?
Battle against the sexes.
Because who was dumb? Them stupid husbands that don't play taboo regularly.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah.
I don't even play. Well, stay over there and get a wrench and fix something.
The answer, I remember the answer was muffin. And nobody helped you. Tony
wasn't as good as I wanted him to be either.
Yeah, Tony wasn't good. There was a lot of people. They could not get muffin. And I was just like, oh.
And women go. That's why I never. Let's do battle sessions. No, because it's an inherent benefit to the women. Because women be good or they work together good. But women know if they ain't no guesses, they don't run their behind up there to guess.
Mm-mm.
The guessers know they can guess. Lissa gonna go up there and guess because she's good. Angel gonna go up there and guess because she's good. Tag gonna go up and guess what she's good. But the wives that don't be good, they'll be like, oh, nah, I just be. And then that wife always guess something nobody's getting.
Oh, yeah.
Way off. She be quiet like, mozzarella? How'd you get that? You ain't never said nothing but the right answer one time.
Yeah.
The women always got that one person who don't never talk but will give you one answer, one connection, no dots. Husbands never do that.
And somebody at one game was like, armadillo. I said, now that's all you done gave us. I said, but you done came in. That's the only thing.
Never you'd happens on the husbands.
Oh no, they
you know, I only play game, but I got a 76 Thunderbird. This ain't the time, man. That don't help us right
they
now.
They don't want to play the game. Though.
They never want to play the game. They don't want to come to the party most of the time.
Yeah, I don't.
They try to get some coochies. Oh, we'll go to. I did good, didn't I? Not in Taboo, you didn't. Don't give them nothing.
You need to bring your own guys with their
brothers. I do. Well, my brother used to be my team. Well, he don't be coming.
I knew you were going to say that.
He's always there.
And well, now I don't have no good partner.
They'll get you a good partner. That's your fault.
I got to fly Bishop in. I got to fly my homeboy from college in to make a good team.
Yeah. You'd be like, when is the game night? let me check and see. Let me check and see.
One more thing about Taboo. Me and my homegirls was playing. This was in my first house in Washington, probably 2002. And she couldn't get taffeta. I don't know why that was the word.
Oof, that's a hard one.
I'm sorry. That wasn't the word. It was like fabric. And the girl kept saying taffeta. Since that moment, anytime fabric comes up, we'd be like, remember that time you kept saying taffeta and it was wrong? That's why Taboo is so important, because you can have an inside joke for 15 years because somebody kept saying taffeta and that wasn't the answer. I said, why would taffeta be the answer to a taboo? Well, that's why she kept saying light fabric. You know they didn't write taffeta as the thing.
You also hear truths that you don't want to hear. One of my friend's brother, they were like trying to get me. I think the thing had to be humorous or funny. Uh-huh. They were like, it's Angel. He said, provocative.
What?
Her younger brother, who was like a brother to me. And I was like, this doesn't feel like we have a brother-sister relationship. Because
gets the people going.
I was like, how did he was like provocative. I was like, whoa. If my nieces were there, they were like, whoa. Whoa.
Because it is such a knee-jerk response. That means you thought that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Angel, loudmouth. What? No. Wait no. Why? Is that what you think of me?
Why did you say?
Provocative.
I said, why you say sauce. That? Why you say that about me? Why you say man. Fuck you to me?
Oh my All right, God. Let's move on. Angel, them astronauts is stuck.
I did not know. What are they doing out there?
Them astronauts is stuck in space. And I don't know if it's correct. Patreon, correct me if I'm wrong. I saw an article that said they was be like, we just going to get them next year. No. That's what I'm pretty sure I read that in an article. Patreon, is that what? Because I don't know what happened with the astronauts. They did say we just going to get you next year. There's so much more of this year available.
We're not doing it.
We barely went past August. We barely into the second half of this year. How they have enough astronaut food? Y'all, we going to pick you up in 2025?
And they old. They don't look young.
No. Soon. And they just out here in space. That's why I won't go. And I had an opportunity to go. I had an opportunity. I don't want to get stuck in space. I don't like getting stuck in an airport for 2 more hours. Yeah. I don't want to be stuck nowhere where if I miss my connection, whatever the astronaut thing that had to happen, I missed it.
Yeah.
And the next logical answer that everybody agrees with
is next year.
We just got to get you next year.
They would have to have something to distract me, because if I keep looking out there and it's just the blackness, and I almost had the worst anxiety. I suffer from not just regular anxiety, is that my emotions can go from here to here in certain situations where I have to really like focus on my breathing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like that, once they said next year, a lot of breath work, a lot of talk space. Okay, that would be like, talk space, do you work in space? Because I need you right now.
Now, y'all got it in y'all name. Y'all, do y'all have internet come up here?
Can you come here? And I want you to come here.
Come inside. I'm going to open up the hatch. Yeah, go virtual. Inside the door.
Because if people can come visit me and make me feel better. Now, we all stuck here now.
Ludacris and Tyrese going to drive that car up there to come see you. Because they drove that car in space even though the tires weren't on the ground.
Family.
They did this in space. And we accepted that.
Of course, because that is a style.
Yeah.
Auteur. Next year, the Halloween hadn't happened yet.
The whole college football season going to be over.
They ain't going to get no desserts.
Do you plan, like, in the astronaut food plan, this is my concern, is the contingency, if we miss this connection,
here's enough provisions for next year. You know your favorites is gone.
Oh yeah,
you eating peanut butter?
They got to be. There's got to be a way for them to like. Wait a minute, am I looking at the wrong old people? Hold on, let me make sure. I think no, these are the people that are stuck in space. Yeah, because this was 2 years ago. Gee, I mean 2 days ago. There's got to be enough food for mm-hmm. them, but like, I just what I'm saying is that I'm gonna be dead. That I mentally won't be able to keep myself alive.
Well, why would you die?
I don't know. I would run into something instead of
I'm alive still. Now yeah. I just have a headache and I'm bleeding.
I would literally, it would just, and that's how I would die. Just nothing.
You look like Princess Leia. And that Star Wars, she died like. There you She was going through space like that. I said, this is creepy, especially because you passed on, went on to be with him in real life. Mm-hmm. Watching her float through space like.
Yeah, no. The way they be dying out in space, if it's not by explosion, like in the movies, it's terrible. They out there freezing. They let out of the ship. They freeze and die. No.
None of this sounds. I don't know why people still be going to astronaut school.
Did you see that one movie with the boy from the Guardians of the Galaxy and the girl from the
Jennifer Lewis from Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lewis.
What's her name? Jennifer. Not Jennifer Lewis.
Oh, Jennifer Lewis is an old black lady.
What's her name?
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Come on, with something like that. With me.
Jennifer Lewis. Yeah,
40s have not been good to your memory, listen, man.
Them names be up there, but they be scrambled.
You better. That was just as bad as anything.
I was looking at you like, what I said.
That's not Jennifer Lewis.
Can you imagine Jennifer Lewis in Hunger Games? You're not going to take my daughter from me.
And she wouldn't do the whistle.
I volunteer as tribute. I volunteer as tribute. She doing the splits good. Yeah. You know, she do the splits good.
She do that good kick. Now y'all ain't gonna be killing me out here in this dome. Now that would have been.
That's such a different movie. And this is a totally different movie if she's in it.
Now listen here, motherfuckers. Y'all gonna let me out of this dome? Been her. You gonna let me up in that city?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that would have been. That would have been.
What's she talking about?
Oh, where's Jennifer Lawrence and
Chris Pratt?
Thank you. They're on a space thing together that's supposed to land in a new habitat in like 200 years.
Oh, I think I saw
this. He woke
this.
Up early and he well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it called Passengers?
Yes.
I saw this. Yes.
And he almost went on to be with him out in the space. Well, he did, actually. He went on to be with him. He didn't have on no crop shirt.
You like you playing freestyle, Angel.
He went on to be with him like that. And I said, no. Kill me, Lord, before that happens. Just go ahead and kill me. Wipe me out.
Throw away the key.
Yeah.
Oh,
but Jennifer
man.
Lawrence, I'm sorry. That I need to see her. Jennifer Lewis, I need to see her in Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, they said that. No, he's going to be in with him like this.
Assemble.
All right. Next up, we wanted to talk about. Okay. We went to the U.S. Open.
Yes, bougie niggas.
Galactus Power Cosmic. Big, big friend of the pod. Galactus being that Patreon, chopping it up. Mm-hmm. I was big bougie. I forgot to bring my glasses. I couldn't find them. I was wearing. Sweaters over my shirt.
I saw.
I had $100 chicken nuggets on behalf of the brand. They were chicken nuggets with caviar on them. And then they had chicken nuggets with
what?
Truffle on them.
Why are fish eggs so expensive?
Josh, when I tell you it was the worst. I didn't pay for them.
Did you make a video on it?
I did it.
Chicken nuggets caviar on them?
It was the same thing you would have on
with
caviar.
With truffle?
That was a separate chicken nugget. With the creme fraiche, caviar, and the chives on top of a chicken nugget. The worst chicken nugget experience I've ever had in my life. Because here's what people, when you want to do all that ridiculous stuff, What you need to understand is you need to do the first thing first. Mm-hmm. The chicken nugget got to be good first.
That's base.
That's the base.
Yeah.
You want to add caviar on top of a terrible chicken nugget. Now you got two things that are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Truffle. I don't love truffle. It is such an intense flavor.
Is it truffle oil or was it shaved Joshy, truffle?
It was a shaved, like thin, not even like little piece. It was like a, almost like a Lay's potato chip.
Like you would get on top of a, like a truffled pasta or whatever.
Yes. A big piece, basically the same size as a chicken nugget.
Mm-hmm.
$100 for each. The brand had paid for that. The brand was amazing.
Okay.
Amen.
They were sweet people. We had a great time. She was a black lady. So cool.
Wonderful.
Here's a thing, fan. She was like, we got to try this. And you know, I'm like, oh, caviar. These people messed that chicken nugget up so bad. But the U.S. Open itself, what an amazing experience for a black person. I wish I had a chance to see Serena and Venus play their prime.
On that stage?
Dog. Because we saw Sabalenka. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't follow tennis as closely as I did when Venus and Serena were playing. I basically check in on Coco Gauff, Naomi Osaka, Francis Tiafoe. The three blacks I know of. Oh, that other dude, Nick something. I'll be checking in on the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But when Serena was playing, I was watching them. These women, we saw two semifinals women's matches back to back.
Uh-huh.
104 mile per hour
serve.
Yes, yes.
That's how fast they were hitting.
Yes.
And you know, I think I can do anything.
You think you can return it? I was literally, my brain went there.
You know, I think I can do anything. Uh-huh. I saw them playing. I was like, I'm going to tell you what I can do.
Is returned it?
Never.
You got to anticipate the ball's going to go as they hit it.
They got to serve, and they can hit it anywhere on this side.
They can hit it right to you, and you just got to hold tight and just.
That'd be my only chance. And I don't, even if I did that, I don't think I would even get the angle right for it to be hit in a playable right. fashion.
Right.
I lost to Tahir playing tennis. He used to play tennis at his
HBCU.
Yes. It's a very respected HBCU.
Oh, wow.
He used to play tennis there. Mm-hmm. He beat me. He didn't beat me on athleticism. He beat me on skill. First of all, tennis is exhausting.
I love it. It's a whole body workout.
You should get into pickleball.
But pickleball, they only use the front two squares.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's less running, but it's still running.
Tennis?
Oh, no.
They running. Not only back and forth, they're running in and back. And back and forth.
Fast. Like you're doing explosive sprints, but while they're short,
yes.
It's still explosive movement.
Yes, Angel. And the game can be 2 hours long.
Your hip would fall out.
Joshua, my hip would fall off like that's turkey legs.
That's why I eventually quit in the middle of. I was like, I don't want to do it.
I can't
so
do
tiring.
It. But if I played it. A lot, my exercise.
That would be what the exercise was.
Absolutely. But it was a super dope experience. I ain't going to hold you. I never thought I would go to the U.S. Open. And you know, I want to go to every major sporting event.
What was it at?
It was in Queens.
I think it's always there.
Yeah, it's in Queens. A lot of black people there too. A lot of black people
it's
just
a big event.
How y'all people in Kentucky just go to the Derby and Derby related activities mm-hmm. every year is like a tradition. A lot of black people in New York go to the U.S.
Also,
Open.
Also, the U.S. Every Open year. Is like a month long though,
brother.
It's a long time,
brother. They be out there for weeks. If you win, you're out there for weeks, at least 2 weeks.
Next time I'm going to send my mama with y'all. I'll be like, take Dorothy.
To the U.S. Open?
You know, my mother played tennis all of my childhood, competitive tennis.
Bitch, your mom is Forrest Gump.
Lived many a life.
She has had so many very different time periods to where her life could be just like Forrest's, where it had like, you know what I'm saying?
What else is she doing? Yeah, yeah.
From picking cotton, bearing moonshine,
uh-huh.
Peter came, yeah, made a rapper. White man, computer programmer, engineer.
Mm-hmm. She still loves him.
Yeah.
She donated all the Mother Jean's clothes for Churchy and played tennis.
Played
and still says stuff like, she came from my vagina. All of this is one woman.
That is Dorothy. And she didn't teach me how to play tennis, and that is one of my biggest regrets.
Really?
Yes, and I mean, I'm talking about we would watch her play tournaments all the time, and she would whoop up on them women so bad.
Where was she playing tennis at?
Baltimore, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. She played.
Your mom was...
Yeah, like, and she... it would be on some old, why are you that mean to the ball? And that the women would get pissed off because of how much power she was hitting with, because they're like, we can't get over there. And she's like,
how does she get into tennis? School?
No, ex-husband. Mm. Ex-husband, ex-boyfriend.
That's even more interesting than playing in school.
So she was playing men, which also, for like when she got into it, she was always playing men. So she wasn't adjusting to playing just women.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I can't play to save my life. I want to. I want to be able to play. I want my sons to be able to play. I feel like it's such a fun, bougie sport.
Yes, for sure. But no, it was a great experience. We were there for a couple of days.
Congratulations to you.
I dapped up Francis Tiafoe. He was staying at the hotel we were staying at. He's a black dude. He made it to the semifinals of the U.S. Open. The dude who beat him then lost to somebody who was number one. Uh-huh. And it wasn't even – I know Djokovic and Roger Federer. I know Carlos Alcaraz. But number one was some dude.
Well, Roger's out.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, these are the names
generally.
I know.
Got you.
Rafa Nadal, I know him. Rafa. Because basically, them three or four was winning a lot.
That was the era, yeah.
And then some dude named Skinner won, who I didn't know. But anyway, it was a super dope experience. I saw Kevin Garnett. I didn't dap him up because he was too far away. He is very tall.
Them men be tall.
Brother, when you watch basketball players amongst other basketball players, he already looked tall, but amongst regular human beings, 7 feet. I'm 6 feet tall. He is a foot taller than me. That is a big difference.
That, yeah.
Tank 6'4", 6'5".
Yep.
Kevin Garnett was like near where the door frame is.
That's like that Brittany. That
Griner?
Yeah.
I saw Brittany Griner when she was in.
She was at the golf event.
And we took a picture with her, and my husband could have just hopped on her hip, and she could have just carried him around. I said.
Oh, center. My bad.
Uh-huh. They kept Yannick Sinner. I thought they were calling you a sinner. And I was like, it's okay, guys. We all are. We all fall short of his glory.
Speaking
okay,
of sports, Angel, our girl got hurt.
I said Angel. Why is your rookie year ending?
Man, I was heartbroken.
I as well. Y'all know, I love Angel Reese. She's my rookie of the year. And that's the award that actually matters. I'm going to send her something.
Yours is what matters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to make her something. I'm going to make her something real cute.
She is just, I love her so much. I was so sad. She had a hairline fracture in her wrist. She opted to get surgery. She's going to be playing in Unrivaled, which is a player-owned league. Mm-hmm. I believe it's Breanna Stewart and I forget the other woman. Is
so
it?
Good with names.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes.
Somebody say Jennifer Lewis. Breanna Stewart and somebody. Is it Nafisha Collier or somebody big? Anyway, Unrivaled is like a league that's happening. It is Nafisha Collier. Go ahead, Kev.
I'm telling you, you be with the – that's really why sports is my thing, because I remember all the athletes and their stats and when they did and the actual sport that they play in. Look at that. That's why I'm great.
But
Caitlin, she won't play in that.
Caitlin probably, even if Angel played the rest of the games, I love Angel, but Caitlin sewn that Rookie of the Year award up. After that Olympic break, about 4 or 5 games after that, she separated herself. It's just the truth. I don't agree. It's just the truth. But I think Angel had a great season. I really want to see what the Sky do in the draft and free agency, because they got some blocks there. They got Angel, Kennedy Carter. They got Camilla. Elizabeth Williams had got hurt. I don't know if she stays, but they need a 3-point shooting guard bad. Mm-hmm. A knockdown 3-point shooter. And they need probably a point guard who can get Camilla the ball where she needs it.
Cardosa
at South Carolina. You did good, Angel. At South Carolina, she is bigger than almost everybody on the floor. Mm-hmm. They would give her the ball in her spots where all she has to do is catch it up high and score it. She's a great finisher around the rim. Angel Reese does not need the offense to run through her to be effective. She defends well. She rebounds well. She scores off of that. You don't need to run the offense through her. Cardosa is hard to stop. Cardoso, I believe. Hard to stop. Kennedy Carter is a bucket. She's just a Iverson-like, Kyrie-like slasher to the guard. Mm-hmm. I mean, slasher to the lane. So I really want to see what they do with free agency and the draft. If they can get a knockdown, Mabry was a
is anybody you paying attention to in the NCAA?
Absolutely. I'm paying attention to Juju. She go to USC.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I might want to go see her play. She used to go to Sierra Canyon. Juju.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Becker's probably coming out this year, number one. Hannah Hidalgo and Notre Dame is good. You know Fool Wiley, my girl.
Fool Wiley.
This Fool Wiley jersey right here. Malaysia Fool Wiley.
Fool Wiley.
I think there's a good girl in Stanford. I'm starting to see some of the other high school girls. There's a little girl from California. She like she's going to be a prop. Don't know her name yet. I just seen some clips.
You said, oh, but, you going to be a prop.
Caitlin Clark is shooting like she is, like she was in Iowa now. She cooking like she was. Mm-hmm. But Chavez, thank you, Mark G. How did you know that was her name?
That's the California girl?
Yeah. I only seen her one time. But Angel, she big baller. She's talking trash, too. I said, oh, you're going to be good. So the future is bright. Juju Watkins, who I was talking about. Flaw J. Whatever reason, Flaw J played for LSU. She was with Angel. She's a rapper as well. I haven't seen her prospects as high as the other girls. And I haven't watched a lot of LSU, so I need to watch Flaw J play. I know she's – I think she's going to be fine regardless of what she does. But I think she – oh, you know what? Aaliyah Chavez is her name. Aaliyah or Alyssa? Oh, she's not from Cali? Okay, well, I saw her playing in the Cali tournament in L.A., so I thought she was from California.
That's one thing I'm glad. I'm not. My babies just started flag football. They just started practicing.
They look cool.
I know. When they I saw cool. them in their little jerseys, I said, oh, I don't ever. What y'all have to do with travel, soccer, that's not how the Lord built me. I don't want it.
Travel flag is the same.
They're not doing travel. They're doing school.
Oh, you're saying, no, nah, let them boys go when they be good. Because if they're good, they're going to be just like
they
JoJo.
They knock-kneed and flat-foot like they mama.
And they might be the difference maker for all the flat-feet knock-kneed boys in the world.
They're going to have to listen, the Lord's going to have to, and the Lord do show me stuff. He's going to have to show it clear. That baby's going to retire you. Then listen, I'll be like, let's go.
My nephew Bubs, he plays flag, competitive flag. They be in he from Texas. They be in Vegas.
Oh, we're not doing competitive.
Talent determine how good they are, Angel.
I don't care. What's that got to do with my finances? If it's not going to lead to, mama going to feel like she got back all
flag
that money.
Flag is in the Olympics.
I don't give a damn.
It'd be perfect timing.
All them damn teachers and people with other jobs, bus drivers, they all got other jobs. Man. And then they play flag. I need it to be a job where that's their only job. Them niggas out there that were playing well got other jobs.
That's so true.
Exterminators. Yeah. Realtors. No. If you gonna take up my time, it got to be.
Now, if your boys is good at flag at like receiver or DB, them flag skills do translate to tackle football. You not gonna let him play flag tackle?
His Cy will never do it. Marcus said absolutely not. Kai would want to, and I'll be like, let's really look at this pretty face. Let's look at it.
He could be the face of flag. No, or regular.
No. I'm saying tackle. I'm gonna be like, look at this face. You're jeopardizing this. No. Put it on something else.
But no, I'm really excited about this. Is probably gonna be my first season watching multiple teams women's college basketball in a while. When Shamiko Holzkow was playing for Tennessee, she was my favorite player for a long time. Mm-hmm. Candace Parker, I love watching her in college. But then when UConn was winning, I was like, okay, they're going to win. So yeah. I fell off a little bit. But I want to see what these girls is finna do. The WNBA is going to be loaded with talent even more in the next couple years.
I'm excited for the ladies. I'm excited for the country.
Excited for the country.
Yeah.
Before we leave, I got to play this because this thing, I mean, took good to my very soul. Angel, I hope you saw it.
Is this the woman singing in the church?
Angel.
Yeah, James Earl Jones went on to be with him. I thought he was already gone.
Victory is mine. Yeah. Angel, I can't even tell you how many times I watched that. She reminds me of my grandma so much.
Is that how Ruthie be singing?
That's how Ruthie be looking. Hair. Oh. Singing too. She can sing too.
I need her
Ruthie. Why did we have her on stage in North Carolina? I would have came out in that audience.
We talked to Ruthie about the show. She said, I said, Ruthie, what do you think about the show? She said, it's a bit much.
She said, Angel, you took off your shirt and you showed all your chest.
Provocative.
Yeah, provocative. I said, your grandson did it first, though. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to be equal up there on that stage.
Listen, but back to Lisa Page Brooks. I watched that clip so many times. The armor bearer for her wanted her to drink that water now.
Yeah, shut up.
She was putting it in her back. Here, please.
She's going to keep the service going. Don't you do another yeah.
Drink it.
Yeah, drink.
Drink it now. Sit down. But yeah, Lisa Page Brooks was that clip. And now she's just going, all her videos on TikTok are going viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough. It's scratching a little itch in my little church body, boy body. There's so many just good moments of the church. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much. Also, yes, rest in peace, James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Fat Man Scoop. I believe he passed away after our last.
Yeah, he did.
He passed away after our last show. Fat Man Scoop, Timbaland.
Timbaland.
No, Timbaland's alive. He's a Fat Man Scoop. Timbaland.
Yeah, I was like, don't you say that.
Chicken head, be quiet.
I hate to see a good headshot coming in my daggone timeline. That's how I know when it's the most pristine picture they've ever taken, I'm like, they gone!
Man, I was sad about Fat Man Scoop and James Earl Jones.
James, I thought he was been gone. They just ain't told us.
You thought that?
Mm-hmm, because I was like, where is he?
James ain't been out in a minute.
They don't bring him out in the sun no more. So I was like, did he
93 leave? Though. That's
93 years.
He lived a good age and he had a phenomenal career. Sure. Such a talent.
Man, he's in so many.
Rich Homie Quan is dead.
Oh yeah,
Rich Homie Quan passed away as well in the last week.
Mm-hmm. What he young?
I believe they say it was
drugs.
Overdose. That's what the people have said.
Can't be doing the drugs, y'all.
Yeah.
He is a whole decade younger than me.
Always go, they go in threes. Boy,
I did it. Everything happens in threes. Then what do you do when the fourth come? Well, we're waiting for the other two.
Black folks love you. You know they come in threes. You know they.
That's what they did. That is very much.
I knew somebody was going to say it. I knew it. Well, you know that. Even though one was an overdose, one was more than likely natural causes.
And F all the other people who died that ain't being mentioned.
You know they go three. Only celebrity.
My cousin died last week. That's number four. I mean, for real, though, he did die. Number four.
Well, that reset the clock to one.
No, it's a new three. Now two other cousins got to go.
Oh, God dang it. Jeez.
They do, though. Who is the three? It got to be celebrities because regular people don't go in threes.
Yeah, no, they just go.
It's regular people don't. When Jay passed, nobody counted two more people.
Yes, they did.
They did not.
My niece died a couple of months after Jay.
No, it can't be months, Angel. They're going three. It's got to be closer.
It's first 48, Angel.
Nobody even knows what the time is for the threes. They just love it. They're going three. Yeah. You're going to wait till the third person. And it's only black 10 people.
10 years later, see?
Who was the threes when Michael Jackson died? Fair Fawcett, does she count?
Yeah.
So who was the third?
There was another nigga that died. We don't remember his name. He wasn't as important.
Three white people got to go?
Didn't Prince die sometime after that?
Angel, you can't just pick three guys to go in a time frame.
That's the time frame of when I remember. He died.
All right, we're done.
We're done.
They got to be in the same quarter, so 3 months.
Bonus Patreon will be Saturday. I believe we said 8:30.
And did you ask if we want to do Thursday?
Oh, do you want to do Thursday? We'll talk about it after. I'll put it in the Patreon.
We'll put it in the Patreon.
Patreon also, Bob Brothers Thursday will be live shop for y'all. That won't come out until later. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference. Bye. There's another banger for you. There's another one. Yeah. There's another banger for you. There's another one. Here's another one, yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.